I want to tell you about, this is really kind of, one of the things I like about my industry is that there is constant innovation in different tools and products. And of course, if you've listened to the show for quite some time, you'll probably know that I'm a licensed master plumber. Well, one of the things that I love doing plumbing work, by the way. I've always loved it. I can't tell you why. One thing I do not like, and I never really did much of, because there are specialty companies that do it, I was never really much into the sewer cleaning and drain cleaning stuff. That stuff, I just don't like to do it. You know, it just, for all kinds of reasons. But that's why they have all those different companies out there. So anyway, they're just a phone call away. But remodeling, installing new plumbing lines, taking out old ones, putting new ones in their place, I'll do that all day long. Well, one thing that has baffled a lot of people and caused tremendous frustration is soldering copper. And it's really not that hard. I mean, it just, if you're shown how to do it and you just follow a few simple, easy steps, you can have leak-free soldered joints all the time. I mean, I can't remember the last time I soldered a joint and it leaked. Maybe it was 20 years ago, 25 years ago. But here's some great news. I saw this product about 2 years ago at the National Hardware Show, and it was called Just for Copper. And I'm walking by. When I go to these different shows, I have to tell you this. There's always the giant booths. I mean, like the big booths from the big heavy hitters, the companies that have been around for a while. I don't know what the booth rental costs, but sometimes these booths are big, like 50 feet by 50 feet. Just giant booths. I think $250,000 for the display sometimes. But there are other parts of the show that remind me of the Cincinnati Home and Garden Show. Now, I mean, I'm not trying to beat up on the Hart family, but when you go to the Cincinnati Home and Garden Show, 80% of the booths there are these little 8x8 or 10x10 displays. Well, there's a similar section at the big shows, like at the Builder Show and at the National Hardware Show. And that area of the show is for all the startups. I mean, the small little companies that just haven't made it yet. So I love going to that part of the show. It's actually one of my favorite because if you start paying attention, you start to see the companies that may become big. You know, in other words, if you can connect all the dots and look out into the future, and if lots of good things happen and they don't run out of money, they make it. Well, there's one that did that, and I've been waiting for this to happen. It was this little company, and a guy invented this clear liquid. It's just a one part type epoxy that you actually squirt it on the end of a copper tube. It looks just like I want to say it looks like water, but it's just a little thicker than water. And you basically just clean the inside of the fitting. You clean the outside of the pipe just like you were going to do it for soldering. You squirt a little bit of this stuff on the end of the pipe so that it's covered it, so that it's all the way around it. And you shove it into the fitting, and in 7 minutes, that fitting can take 200 PSI. It's unbelievable stuff. It's called Just for Copper. And you can go to their website, justforcopper.com, justforcopper.com. It's a really neat product. So if you're getting ready to do some remodeling yourself, and here's the most important part. The reason I didn't talk about this before is I was waiting for them to get what we call NSF approval. That's Nancy Sierra Foxtrot approval. And what that stands for is National Sanitation Federation, and that means that it's okay to use this in drinking water or potable water supply lines. So now that it's got that approval, you're going to see this company just go crazy. I mean, it's going to revolutionize putting in copper tubing, I can tell you that. Now, the only problem is that down the road, if something goes wrong, you can't pull them apart. You know, you have to cut the fitting out. In traditional copper work, you can go backwards. You can actually drain the water out of the lines, apply heat to the fittings, and pull them apart.